This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in everybody. Time for KER Politics. We're obviously going to focus on the situation with President Trump. Going to wrap that up in a couple of segments of the show. Number one, we're going to talk about why I, Big Al, and Jim McKinney think that he would make a better president than any of the Democrats. Our opinions are interesting. Let us know what you think of them. We're going to begin the show with a bit of a preview, not a preview, but we're going to begin the show with a bit of a summation of where President Trump stands right now, and I would have to say in American society. I also want to say thank you very much for your understanding in us not having a show for the past couple of weeks. It's been totally on my shoulders. I am very sick right now, but I am doing everything I can, quite frankly, with Jim's help to get over it. Happy to talk about it if anybody wants to call me, and you know my number, you know how you can do that. I miss you guys a lot, but everybody has problems, and I'm certainly in that category at some time, but I just can't help but make this show work because the opinions of our bloggers have proven to be very important in shaping some of the opinions among all of our listeners. Jimmy, do you want to say anything about what I just said?
Well, we just understand that you've had a challenge and a lot of transition issues moving down to Seattle to the place you're in now. And Everybody's wishing you well. And, of course, let's just see if we can continue and keep you busy and keep talking and get our opinions out there, whether they're valid or not is for others to decide, but let's just keep talking.
Yeah, for others to decide, no question about that. Jimmy, let's talk a little bit with a summary about since the indictment or just prior to the indictment where former President Trump stands today.
Yeah, so the special prosecutor that Merrick Garland and the Biden administration put on Trump has actually filed a 37-point indictment against Trump. Interesting indictment. He was technically arrested, I suppose, on this last Monday. That is President Trump. And there's a lot of arguments, a lot of excitement on the left and the progressives that, this could be it. They finally got him. But the reality is a little bit different. And it stems from the charges, which are basically that he has been trying to, by improperly handling classified documents and then trying to obstruct the investigation into it, there lies a big problem with this accusation, and that is the Presidential Records Act that was passed, 30, almost 40 years ago, and actual court cases with a very liberal judge, Amy Berman Jackson, basically saying that presidents, and in this case, in her case, was discussing Bill Clinton and his control of classified conversations, that the presidents have the right to control it, that they're the chief of the executive branch, and they can keep whatever records they want, classified or not, and they have the authority to do so. So there is a legal argument here that protects Trump. Of course, there's a legal argument with the prosecutor, but they were very selective in the way they put forward the indictment and with the grand jury. They did not allow full conversations with any defense. They didn't actually give all the information to the grand jury. And that is reflected in Jack Smith's previous ruling against the former Terry McAuliffe, former governor, Republican governor of Virginia, that Jack Smith indicted, but the Supreme Court overturned those indictments, actually convicted of bribery and some false documentation, and he was overturned 8-0 by the Supreme Court. And what I would expect, Al, in the long term, that if this case goes all the way, and it eventually it will go to the Supreme Court if they continue the efforts, that they would overturn the case. But that's not the objective. The objective here is to smear Donald Trump and to create animosity to keep him from being reelected again at all cost. And that's what the Department of Justice, the Biden administration has done. Biden has said so publicly that his goal was to ensure that he would never be able to run again. And, of course, Merrick Garland has been dutifully following that executive order. So it's a damaging set of circumstances for trust and faith in the United States and in the justice system. It's, I think, a rather embarrassing process. And I will just say that I don't believe that it's going to turn out well for either Merrick Garland, Jack Smith, or Joe Biden in the Democratic Party, because I think a lot of people are waking up to the corruption in Washington, D.C.
Jimmy, we've got about 30 seconds, or not 30 seconds, but about 3 minutes left in this particular segment. I'd like you to start out by explaining why you feel the way you do, and then if you have more to say, we can go into that in this following segment.
Right. So, Al, I think you ought to get a little closer to your mic. You're a little bit quiet. But, yeah, so what I think is happening is, you know, remember, 75 million, at least 75 million Americans voted for Trump in the 2020 election. There's been a tremendous number of problems identified with that election. Most people believe, actually the majority of Americans believe, that it was not legitimate. And there's more and more people believing that this process that the Democratic Party and the Biden administration are using the legal authorities, legal justifications to try to silence their political enemies. And I think that's, you know, factually been proven, certainly what they've done to the January 6th people and the amount of effort they've put into that, yet they allow, you know, criminals to go free across the nation in many, many damaging cases. And certainly they allowed, you know, Hillary Clinton, and no one's prosecuted James Comey for his fraud, or Andy McCabe for using law enforcement to intimidate the sitting president, which would technically be treason. But Americans are beginning to wake up for it, with it, wake up from this dilemma. And I think you're seeing a large group of people that say, you know what, we can't put up with this and expect to survive in this as a republic. And at the same time, you've got a number of very damaging issues that are facing America, certainly the economy, the border. We've talked about them a lot.
A lot.
And then the foreign policy issues. So I think people are beginning to realize, oh, man, the system is corrupt. That's very dangerous for the government. The only way that the Biden administration can actually keep themselves in power is by fraud and using violence and, of course, the Justice Department to intimidate people. And they're doing it on a regular basis.
Yeah, they sure are. It's something that makes me very sad, Jim, to tell you the truth. They're doing it more than just occasionally. They're doing it on a very, very regular basis. And that does make me very sad. Jim, we got about a minute here. I want to say that in the second half, or not the second half, the next segment, I want to talk about what I think this is. I think a lot of the election geriatrics initially started out as an argument between globalists and nationalists. I totally understand the philosophy of the globalists. A lot of money to be made with that philosophy by people like, of course, Jeff Bezos. But I also have to say, in the last 20 seconds here, I have to say that I think it's also truly a fight between progressives and what I would call standard conservatives. What I mean by that specifically is the moral values of the conservatives are very, very different from the moral values that I grew up with, and I think that you grew up with, Jimmy, I'm sure. That is something that I think has to be addressed, and I'd like to address that briefly in the next segment. You guys stick around. Joe and I will be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to KER Politics. Jimmy and I are going to talk a little about, Jimmy and I are going to elaborate a little bit about what we think the battle is all about. Battle being the liberals between the conservatives. I'm going to start out and then get Jim to come in on what my opinion is. It's been this way for a long, long time. I think the moral values of the liberals are very, very different than they have been in the past. Certainly very different than they were when I was growing up, and that's something I cannot support. This transgender situation is something that I think is absolutely ridiculous. The situation with the guys competing with the girls is absolutely crazy. It's not fair, number one. Number two, and the action that allows that to happen, in my opinion, is totally immoral. But then again, you remember, I am basically a very strong Christian, and of course I believe that because it's stated very clearly in the Bible. I don't want to offend anybody, but I want to say that I firmly believe that that is true. Jimmy, you want to elaborate a little bit on that for me, bud?
Yeah, you bet. So back in the Cultural Revolution in China under Mao, the big effort was to separate children from their parents. And basically that was separating old cultural values from a new ideology. And separating the children from the parents is how they successfully created this image that was so damaging and destructive. I mean, millions and millions of people were murdered in the Cultural Revolution in China. And the attempt was really to bring in a Marxist society. And what we're seeing in America right now is this degradation of American morals, values, and an attempt to separate the youth and children and millennials from the traditional values. There's a bit of a problem in doing that in America. Now, there still are a majority of people believe in God. A vast majority of people believe that moral values are important. And what we're seeing is just incredible attack, even from the White House, on basic principles and basic values is becoming apparent to many other people that, hey, I don't identify with that. A lot of Democrats, especially down here in the South, you know, they're Democrats because they were union members, because they believed that Democrats actually took care of the minorities, because Democrats were actually, had strong values and were working for for the working class Americans, were focused on the working class Americans. What you're seeing now is a Democratic Party that is very focused on an extremely far left progressive agenda, which is separating and dividing our country up and dividing us into different ethnic groups or racial groups. And then, of course, undermining those basic values and principles, moral values, that have actually made society better throughout the millennia of evolution of human history. So I think right now, this fight, if you want to go to a biblical reference, it's really between good and evil. It's Satan and those who believe in a higher power, a positive higher power. And it's unfortunately doing massive damage to our society. And of course, the way, when you lose moral high ground and values, then you can make whatever decisions you want that you can justify to retain power, and you can manipulate people. And that's what you're seeing with the Biden administration. They had the Pride event this last week. This was so embarrassing, where Joe Biden stands up on a stage touting Pride, saying that we, all our children, belong to us group, not parents, but to the government and to everyone else, while highlighting these basically perverted transgender ideologues who took their clothes off out on the White House lawn and showed their genitalia. And that's just so embarrassing and so disgusting. And I tend to think that many Americans and a lot of Democrats are not really going to be that supportive of that type of ideological change and push in America right now.
You know, for those of us who have read the entire Bible, I being one of them, this was predicted exactly many, many places in the Bible, specifically in Revelation, which is a book of the Bible that everyone should read. The fact of the matter is, this is a free country. If you support these morals, that's great, but I have just chosen not to in my life, and I don't believe that anyone in my family does either. We will post information on what Jimmy just said along with this show, and just to basically verify that we're not blowing smoke.
Oh, no. It was actually, there's public video of it. It was on the front pages of many, many papers. It was in, you know, the top story in Fox News, where someone actually took their clothes off, and a couple of people actually took their tops off at the White House in this Pride event. And, of course, Joe Biden is bumbling over and over again. And what you see with this kind of, you know, a guy that pretends to be Catholic, along with people like Nancy Pelosi,
right,
completely undermining the basic values that those faiths represent.
Agreed.
And what's even more important, though, is the fact that many of the mainstream news media outlets are not reporting on these types of issues because they are so damaging. But the people inside those control rooms, the producers, a large number of corporate entities that are pushing these agendas now have so much influence and power. But the reason why they're doing it is not necessarily because they think it's in their best interest. You know, I mean, you've got an administration that is threatening legal action, that is using the SEC, that are using FDA, EPA to target and threaten companies that don't go along with their diversity, equity, inclusion policies. So the companies are afraid of taking action like that. They hire diversity, equity, and inclusion type personnel to give advice, and then they hire ad companies go ahead and give recommendations how to keep them out of trouble with the government. So it really comes down to the Biden administration and then major corporate entities and influencers that are trying to shape and engineer society for their debauchery, if you will. And I think it's absolutely disgusting, but it's an important understanding. Just one quick note, you know, 291 minutes of coverage on the Trump indictment. No coverage from ABC, CBS, and NBC. 0 seconds on the Burisma coverage with him taking a $5 million bribe from the director of the Burisma Corporation.
Yeah.
That shows very much the shaped media and the impressions out there that are shaping society.
Well, it really shows the shape, in my opinion, Jimmy, that the country is in, which is certainly underwater, as I would say. And I am not proud of my country as right now. We are not the country that saved the Jewish race that we were, I would have to say, back in the Second World War. I am very proud of our actions against the Germans in the Second World War, because I think that was something that was absolutely critical to society, Jimmy.
Check the time out.
I got it, babe. I got it. Listen, you guys, we've got to take a break for the news. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden said Friday his administration has done the most for common sense gun regulation.
We established a strike force to crack down on gun trafficking across state lines, including guns brought up from Georgia, South Carolina, Washington, Philadelphia, New York. All told, we've taken more executive action to reduce gun violence than any of my predecessors, probably than all my predecessors.
He spoke at the University of Hartford in Connecticut 1 year since the Safer Communities Act became law. University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders could lose his foot foot. In a video posted on YouTube this week, Sanders revealed he's still having pain and blood flow issues in his left foot and was told by university doctors that it may need to be amputated. And Toyota engineers are working on an electric car with a fake manual transmission. Engineers say, and would just be for people who like shifting gears for fun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back, Tom, to continue KER Politics. Hope you guys enjoyed the top of the hour news on the stations that carry our particular program. Jimmy and I are going to talk about the overall frustration that I think a lot of Americans have with the Biden administration. You know, when you have people who can come up and actually talk about accusations that are as serious as the federal government is really screwing up the food supply chain, when you have accusations that are coming out like that, I have to tell you, things are not right in Mudville. Casey is not going to hit a home run. No question about that. Jimmy, your comments. Take it away, bud.
Yeah, so one of the biggest things in the news right now is the formula shortage that's facing many people in America, but all over the world. And, of course, one of the large – when you dig a little deeper, you realize that the government had its hand in this, and the FDA directly, the Food and Drug Administration. So one of the largest producers, actually the biggest by far formula producer, almost controls the entire market, had a problem. There were a couple of people that died that were on formula, and so they actually did an investigation and did an inspection back earlier on, and it was a while ago. They found a little bit of bacteria. Now, it had nothing to do with the death of these children, but they stopped the investigation to take a look and make sure there was nothing. Well, the FDA did an inspection and found that there was a little bit of bacteria in the formula. Again, not directly related to the death of these children, but they corrected it, they fixed it. But the FDA regulation actually shut down operations for this producer for a while. So that's a direct regulatory overreach that actually stopped production. Of course, the FDA had to come out and they had to give some exemptions in order to be able to produce again, because again, this administration's level of control and inability to, you know, to actually make decisions without the politics driving the situation. I think, and this is just one example. So part from what I understand, from what I'm seeing in multiple reporting efforts, is, you know, that involvement by the FDA has actually helped exacerbate this problem, which is having a direct impact to the health and safety of newborns all around this nation. Now, tie that together with the same arguments that they're making about abortion must be available all the way in the late term to the last minute of a birth. You know, it doesn't make much sense to be arguing these two points, as, you know, unless you're, I don't know, there's some crazy things that are happening out there, and this administration's failing at it miserably.
Well, the administration is failing at it miserably, you know, and I picked that up, and I know both you and I picked that up, I guess I want to say, years ago. You know, we realized back in 2020 that it was not going to work for the progressives, and I have to say, I firmly believe it's not going to work for the progressives. But I tell you, I add a whole bunch of prayers to that, and the reason I do that is because we need God's help to straighten this country out. A lot of progressives may disagree with me, but then again, a lot of progressives disagree with me on the abortion issue. So, you know, we listen to everybody on this show. We don't agree with everybody, but we listen to everybody. Right, Jim?
Well, that's absolutely right, because by keeping an open mind and listening, you can actually gain more. Sometimes you learn that people are just not sane when they're arguing some of these points. I mean, it's unbelievable to me to hear, you know, a strong abortion supporters threaten to blow up the Supreme Court and kill the justices.
Yeah.
What value is that? I mean, how are they winning the argument by threatening violence? They're not.
No.
And that's exactly what you're seeing. The level of threats of violence, the level of control, the level of authoritarian overreach that this administration has allowed to go forward and actually propagated through this disinformation governance board that they actually tried to put together, the Homeland Security, where they were going to fix disinformation. You know, that's controlling speech, something that is very specifically outlined in the Constitution the government cannot get involved in. But they're willing to do that. And of course, you're hearing many people on the left continually make these arguments that, you know, hate speech and violent speech and all that. And who determines that? What happens when Republicans get in power and they say that any abortion activist is committing hate speech because they want to protest the support for killing babies?
Yeah.
What leftist is going to support a Republican administration that says, well, if you yell hate at the president, you should go to jail? So Madonna, for saying she wants to blow up the White House, would go to jail.
I mean,
where does this stop? And this is the argument that they just do not understand, that they are pushing us over the edge. The left is pushing us over the edge, taking away people's ability to actually communicate and talk about various issues without threats of violence. But that's the sign of a losing case, when you resort to violence and you no longer can resort to common sense or a good, solid argument. The facts are too clear right now. This administration is failing miserably across the board. So what are they doing? They're trying to change the narrative to support their agenda and force people to believe it.
Well, when you get people concerned about the food chain, which is, you know, I mean, that's a consideration, but it's not a major consideration. I mean, the president is not instigating Korean War tactics, you know, when it comes to the food chain. The food chain is a mess. There's no question about that.
But we don't know yet.
No, we
it's
don't.
It's too early.
Yeah, but we know there
it's
are
too early, and we do know that this administration would be willing to. This administration would be willing to. They just put the Defense Production Act in place against formula. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, they are using some of these types of tactics. So, and we don't know how far they're willing to go.
Because clearly, as they begin to fail, they think that more administrative regulation is the solution when it actually causes more problems.
Well, the problem that I see is that, this kind of gets back to the same situation that we had during COVID. Who's right and who's wrong? I mean, COVID is pretty much a non-issue right now, in my opinion, with the possibility of New York State, New York City specifically. But, you know, when you come to scientific issues, when you come to medical issues, you can argue anything very, very effectively, Jimmy, in either direction. And that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, but here's the issue.
Yeah.
It's not just arguing, because you can argue things all day long. It's which actual, what's the bottom line truth? And there is a truth. It's just how people spin it and control it in order to make their argument sound more salient. And in fact, what we're seeing here is a very, very nefarious effort by government officials to spin things to make it look like it's the truth, when in fact, when it comes right down to it, many of these issues, the economy, the border, inflation, the war in Ukraine, are directly related to their policies, when in fact they're blaming everybody else for it and they're doing whatever they can to kind of justify their positions.
Yeah.
And that's what's very, very dangerous. That is what authoritarian leaders do. That's what communist dictators do. And Americans better wake up to it.
Well, Americans are waking up to it. Unfortunately, that particular subject is going to go back and forth for a while before America truly realizes what's going on. When I say truly realizes what's going on, is you're getting very, very negative statements right now, political statements, from the Democrats, and I have to say that we as a group of conservatives simply have to say enough is enough. What you're saying is simply not the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back to wrap up KER Politics here in just a few minutes. Stick around.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Human being, and I believe that a baby in the womb is a human being. I'm against that. You know, if a woman or a man, and I want to say not just a woman, but if a woman and a man are going to take the responsibility of the potential birth of a child, they need to take the responsibility of making sure that that child has a fair shot at getting ahead in this world. Jimmy, say whatever you want.
Yeah, so I think the responsibility starts. You know, everyone talks about choice, women's choice, the right to their body. Well, you know, I agree. They've got the choice of whether or not they have a relationship with a man that might produce a child. If they do have that relationship and it produces a child, because pretty much we all know how that works, then you have to take the responsibility for it. It's not a choice. It no longer is, you know, your body alone, that you do not share the same DNA as that child. There are three partners in this, the father, the mother, and now the child.
Right.
And who gets to make that decision? Should it be the right of the man to say, no, you can't have that child, you're going to abort it? Because he's just as responsible as the woman is. Yes, the woman is carrying it, but that is part of our human nature.
Yeah.
You can't ignore that, and you can't ignore the fact that the life, that when life begins, science has shown so clearly now, when those cells begin to separate, when they actually, you get a heartbeat, you've got a human life there. And you know, having five children and actually losing one before it was before they were born, and being the son of a 16-year-old, I got some pretty strong feelings that, hey, I'm so glad it wasn't an option for my mom to just make the choice to get rid of me. And, of course, my five children, my theoretical physicist son, my quarterback, football star, my artist daughter and son, and soldier that fought twice in Afghanistan, they wouldn't be here. They wouldn't be here.
So you got a great family to use as an example, Jim. You've got a perfect family to use as an example. You are truly the all-American family, McKinney. There's no question about that.
I'm very blessed and very lucky, and I do have that faith. And I think this entire argument is, again, a political attempt to motivate people out of anger and frustration with really a false narrative.
Yep.
And unfortunately, it's spreading, and it the violence, the hate. I mean, how do you make that argument that I'm going to kill you if you don't let me kill children, if you don't let someone else kill children, whether, you know, what, tell me what the difference is between the day before the child is delivered and the day after the child is delivered. You know, tell me that there's a big difference. That it makes no sense to me. No. And I think as we get more understanding, hopefully more people realize that this is not just a simple decision of one person, one woman's right to choose.
Right.
It's very, very, very complex, and there are many players involved in this.
Yeah, there are. Jimmy, I want to go on to a different topic. I think everybody knows where we stand on that particular issue. Rob Shiras, who's a computer consultant who is helping us out in the sense that he is providing an awful lot of very, very thought-provoking questions about what's going on politically right now. You know, what's going on, a lot of people don't understand when people like Obama and Pelosi start sending out emails totally blasting the conservative movement. That means the party is very, very desperate. Give us some comments on that, James, would you?
Yeah, it seems, you know, there is a lot of overreach with facts and knowledge and fear. And I think that's, and the problem that we're facing in America is this continual political use of fear. And it's done on both sides. Republicans, you know, fear, you know, they fear control. And I happen to agree with that. I fear too much authoritarian control. They create the image of, you know, people taking away your right to speak. And that's a fact that's happening right now. Of course, on the left, you've got, you know, the authoritarian tendencies of Trump. You know, he's going to be a dictator, or the Republicans are taking away your right to make decisions for your own body. Again, is it your body or not? And they are capitalizing on it. And that's the unfortunate reality that we live in with both political parties now, is they somehow think that the way you win is by more money. And
right.
Of course, the justification for that is that's how you get your message out. So they argue that it's more money and to get the message out. But what they really have done is created an entire industry of consultants and media experts and all these people that make, that get involved in the political discussions, and it becomes a business for them. And Republicans and Democrats, they don't care which side they're really arguing for. They lost all sense of moral integrity in many cases. They immediately undermine the legitimacy of just regular people out there, and they're focused on the consultants. They're focused on how to get the money, and unfortunately, it's incredibly disruptive to our future. And
yeah.
I think it's, something has got to break with that. We've got to get candidates. And, you know, I think Trump came out of the gate. I'm sorry, I'm going on a little bit long here, but he came out of the gate in the 2015, 2016 primaries, and he won that without a pocket cost. He didn't spend a lot of money. And so, I mean, he spent, Jeb Bush spent almost as much money in the first couple of months as Trump did for the entire campaign. He won
right.
the nomination and the presidency. So money shouldn't make a difference if your message is solid and strong and people resonate with it. And that's what's so important right now, is to get people that will actually, you know, Kathy Barnett in Pennsylvania, she spent almost, you know, way, way less than Dr. Oz and McCormick, the two people she's fighting against for it. But she did fairly well, got a pretty high percentage point. She lost it looks like. But, you know, we've got to figure out a way where people, and I think this is the future of politics, where people are actually looking at the issues, the people, the policies that they're going to go for that protect our individual interests.
Well,
and it's not all about the money.
Yeah, but with the level of animosity that exists right now in political circles, that's going to happen, but it's not going to happen for a while, in my opinion.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think there's going to be a lot of surprises that come out of this this 2022 midterm.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens with the 2024 national elections. But the bottom line is, There is so much dissatisfaction in America right now with everybody about where the country's headed. I mean, nearly 80%, I think some of the polling is showing 75 to 80% are like dissatisfied with the direction of the country. That is painted very, that's a very bad picture for Democrats that lead both the House, the Senate, and the White House. You know, it's a damaging, very, very, very damaging statistic that they've got to face. And not only that, they're losing minority voters in droves, Hispanics. They're losing a significant portion of the black vote. They count on that for the urban power. And, of course, they're going to have a problem trying to find the middle ground and still motivate their progressive base that are the activists.
Well, I think they are, because the progressives, you know, as exemplified by the lead progressives, and we don't need to keep repeating their names, you know who they are, but I don't think they are willing to even come close to compromising. Everybody who I know, who I would put into the category of being a progressive, is very, very definitely not willing to compromise. It'll be interesting to see in the upcoming election what the conservatives will be willing to come up with. Will they be willing to compromise effectively, or will they basically, if it happens to be Donald Trump as a candidate, will they be effective in their message? My personal opinion is I think they'll be very effective. Final word, Jimmy, real quick.
Yeah, so I'm really afraid that we're going to have another, you know, tremendous surprise that comes in, because they're attempting to use, the left is attempting to use fear to control people, and I just don't want to see that. And unfortunately, our media supports it. So let's hope and pray that we can fight that.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.